A Shield Before the Night by Elfin Shadow, Part 1 of the Ouroboros series, read for you by Flamingwell. This Guardian fanwork is rated General Audiences, and no archive warnings apply. Additional tags include Tiny Dragon Shen Wei, Tiny Dragon Ye Zun, Pre-Separation, Fluff, Alternate Universe Dragons. It's another cold night. Winter's quickly fading into spring, but the mountain nights continue to leave icy tears dangling from still bare branches. It would be warmer further down the mountain, but there are people there. Humans. Shen Wei wraps himself more tightly around Di Di, coils his body around the tight knot Di Di has wound himself into, covering him as much as Shen Wei is able, both to keep him warm and in an attempt to hide the flash of pale moonlight off white scales. A probably redundant effort. The tree hollow they found for tonight is twice a man's height from the ground, and Shen Wei has made sure their single blanket is tucked securely around Di Di. Shen Wei's own body is a shield between Di Di and any of the night's predators that might come through the narrow opening, be it an owl or a larger dragon or just the bitter wind. Shen Wei won't let any of them lay a claw on his Di Di. There's a noise from above, and Shen Wei freezes, tenses every muscle, strains his ears past the slow hiss of Di Di's quiet breaths, past the deep, even rhythm of his heart and the quickening beat of Shen Wei's own. Here's the unfamiliar rhythm of a third. There's the rush of the wind sweeping past, the bare branches rattling like old bones. The creak of talons digging into wood, the all but silent rustle of smooth feathers. Another breath of wind, another creak of the branch. The rush of beating wings and displaced air, a scream cut off by the snap of a neck. The sky must be close to lightning before Shen Wei allows his now aching muscles to relax. He stretches his senses to the furthest of their abilities, but finds nothing more dangerous than a foraging mouse. There are fine shivers running through Di Di's too thin body. Shen Wei cranes his neck to snag the loose corner of blanket and tuck it more firmly around them. Licks reassurance down Di Di's antlers until he settles, never waking. Morning will come too soon, and then it will be time for them to move on. They may be able to make the next mountain in a couple days, if Di Di allows Shen Wei to help him. Shen Wei hasn't seen any smoke rising from its slopes the past half moon, and he's sure he spotted the glimmer of sunlight off a river or pond. If they're lucky, Shen Wei will be able to catch a fish or two for Di Di, perhaps even risk a small fire. But they have a little time till dawn yet. The winter and too many nights of too little sleep gnaw at Shen Wei's bones, and the cold makes him feel sluggish, like he could sleep until the summer sun is high in the sky. He curls even more tightly around Di Di, though there's already nary a breath between them, drags a fold of blanket over the both of them, and settles his head next to Di Di's. They have a little time. Shen Wei falls asleep to the song and caress of his Di Di's steady breathing. The end.